Deerhoof mit Paradise Girls bei Flux FM. Und der Gründer der Band Greg ist bei uns. Greg Saunier ist gekommen direkt hier um die Ecke.
C'est français.
C'est français, oui. Et tu ici, nous sommes très contents. Greg,
Achtung.
Es ist so schön, dass du da bist. We're really happy to have you here.
Danke schön.
Oder?
I'm happy too. Mm-hmm. You know, I visited Berlin many times. We have played in Berlin many times for 12 years we've been playing in Berlin. But I have never seen Berlin from the fifth the roof.
So it was about time.
Yeah.
Seit 12 Jahren kommt er schon mit seiner Band nach Berlin zum Spielen, aber noch nie hat er die Stadt vom fünften Stock aus gesehen, hier bei uns auf der Dachterrasse. Yeah, we thought the sun was shining today, but there is no way.
Kalt.
Es ist sehr kalt, ja. Erzähl uns ein bisschen, wo bist du eigentlich geboren worden?
Ich verstehe nicht.
Where were you born?
Warum?
I want to know everything about you. You were not born in San Francisco.
No. I was born in Chile.
In Chile?
In Chile.
Where exactly?
In Valdivia. Why, were you born in Chile?
No, I just want to make sure that you don't make fun of me.
No. I mean, of course I'm making fun of you, but this part is accurate. This is true. This is completely true. I was born in Chile.
When did you move to the States?
When I was one. So if you ask for my memories of Chile...
There's nothing.
No, nothing.
But now the band members live in four different cities,
It's true. And actually, my Espanol is very schlecht.
Yeah.
Ein bisschen. Aber John, the guitar spieler, Espanol sprechen.
Yeah.
Perfekt.
Super. Wohnt er an der Grenze zu Mexiko?
No, ich verstehe nicht.
He lives
Deutsch.
Next to the Mexican border.
Actually, he does.
Aha.
He does. He lives in Albuquerque.
In Albuquerque.
Yeah.
But you recorded the new album in Portland.
Why do you know this?
Well, it's in the internet. It's all over the place.
Oh, yeah. I put it there. Yeah, we recorded it in this is the other guitar player, Ed, in his basement. How do you say basement? Keller.
Im Keller.
Im Keller.
Er hat nämlich auch mal ein Semester in Wien studiert. Das ist schon lange her. Das war in den 90er Jahren in Vienna.
Secret.
Did you visit a concert from a Falco, for example?
No, I was there for classical music.
But you know Falco.
Yeah, but I wasn't there in 1983.
When were you the first time introduced to Falco?
In 1983. They had one hit in the US, right? It was...
Amadeus.
No.
Jenny?
Kommissar.
Ach so.
You know. Yeah, this one I know. That's the only song. Only this song was really big in the US.
They played it on American radio.
Okay, they did. I did not see. My band was the Scorpions.
Oh, yeah. Wind of Change.
And actually, Of course not.
You're not so mainstreamy.
Okay. The next song we have queued is We Do Parties. And this is a Deerhoof song. It's not from our new album, but it's the one before. And when the guitar first comes in this song, this is my... I wrote this guitar part, this guitar riff, and this is my tribute to the Scorpions. In this exact song, this is my tribute to German music.
Das hören wir uns an. Deerhoof, We Do Parties. Yes, I mean the person. Herrlich, einfach herrlich. Ja, das war doch mal ein richtig anständiges Lied mit ordentlich Anleihen von den Scorpions. Das haben wir sofort erkannt. Nach ungefähr einer Minute setzte die Gitarre ein und dann war klar, da hat sich Greg von den Scorpions inspirieren lassen. Exit Only werden wir gleich auch noch hören. Und der Mann ist heute in Berlin mit seiner Truppe, mit vier Menschen an der Zahl. Die weibliche Sängerin, die Satomi, ist Satomi a shopping girl? Is she running around Berlin buying stuff or is she now
actually
still asleep?
I think she stayed up very late last night without sleeping because she discovered a techno club that has Formula One sound system.
Formel 1, mm-hmm.
Yeah, this. Yeah. And she's crazy about hi-fi sound for techno music. And she's always searching. In America, you can't find good sound systems. So I think she was maybe up all night dancing.
So what were you doing yesterday night in Berlin then?
I ate a very delicious Vietnamese dinner at Green Rice. Uh-huh. But I would like to say that if you want to eat at Green Rice, the rice is not green there. It's just regular white rice.
Maybe you should write this into TripAdvisor.
TripAdvisor. I don't have time for the Wi-Fi at the hotel is very slow. I don't have time for this TripAdvisor.
Even not at home?
At home. At home in my hotel.
No, in your Brooklyn home.
But then I have to remember. You think I'm going to remember this interview and remember Berlin?
Of course. Tell us a little bit more about the new album, because you wanted to, pimp it up a little bit, and then you used the demos, right?
You know, I want to say that I think that we talked about how do we describe the record for many months after we finished it. What words can we use to describe this record? And we hired a very expensive publicity company to try to come up with the perfect description. And nobody ever said it as well as you just said it now, that we wanted to pimp it up. Nobody came up with
it. But it's true.
It's true. I was thinking about Janet Jackson and Madonna, like late 80s, very overproduced records. And so we wrote many songs. Each of us write songs in the band. And we were all writing songs that were meant for this big production. And we hired a producer. We've never done this before. We always record ourselves. So we hired a producer and we organized the schedules and everything. And then we went to Ed's house in Portland and we were practicing in his basement. Mm. And we thought, oh, we should make some practice
before
demos
going to the
to send to the producer, so the producer can think about like, oh, okay, what crazy production sounds we can hire an orchestra for this part, and we can get the brass section for this part, and we just recorded these practices just live, playing together in the basement in this tiny room, and then we realized, actually, this sounds fine.
And what did
so
he say?
So we canceled.
We were in
he was a little disappointed. Because he had made some empty space in his calendar, you know?
But the money he could have earned.
Yeah, we just said, no, forget it. He recorded the vocals afterwards. So we recorded the instruments, all live, no overdubs, nothing. Just totally raw in the basement. And then we added the vocals later with the producer. And it was fun because now we can play the song and it's the same. Some of our records, like that last song, it has a lot of strange synthesizers and electronic drums and funny noises. And we can't play these sounds at the show. It just sounds more like the Scorpions or something. It's just plain guitar rock, you know. But this album was just guitar rock, you know. And so when we play it live, I guarantee
sounds like on
that
the
it
CD.
Will sound exactly like the CD.
That's great.
If you come tonight, you'll hear us play this song and it will sound exactly like this.
Heute Abend spielen sie im Lido und die aktuelle Platte wollten sie ja eigentlich so ein bisschen aufpimpen. Mal nicht nur total im DIY-Style alles hinschreddeln, sondern haben sich gedacht, wir wollen, dass es ein bisschen Richtung Madonna oder Janet Jackson klingt und ordentlich glittert und richtig fette Sounds hat. Und dann sind sie ins Studio nach Portland und haben schon mal mit ihrem Kumpel, dem Gitarristen...
Not studio,
no,
Keller.
But in the cellar, yeah. You rehearsed in the cellar, but you also recorded in the cellar then.
Yeah, we were just recording the rehearsal.
Genau. Und dann ist ihnen aufgefallen, hey, das klingt super, wir wollen gar nicht mal es aufpimpen lassen. Dann mussten sie den Produzenten wieder anrufen und ihm sagen, du, wir haben es uns doch anders überlegt. Der durfte aber dann schließlich den Gesang später noch aufnehmen. Also dann ein kleines Trostpflasterchen. Heute Abend spielen Deerhoof im Lido für euch, stehen dort auf der Bühne. Da sind natürlich die drei anderen Kollegen auch noch mit dabei. So who is missing now? It's Satomi. It's
Satomi is the singer and bass player.
Yes.
Gesang und Bass.
You're on the drums and the keyboard?
Trommeln.
Und who else is on the guitar?
No, nicht keyboard.
Who else is?
Trommeln. Ed, Guitar. John, Guitar.
And you are in the back with your drums or are you so...
Nein.
You're in the front of everyone?
It's a line.
Ah, it's a line of musicians.
It's a line of musicians,
you're at the end of the line or are they in the middle?
Well, you just have to... I'm not going to tell you everything. You have to come to the show.
Also,
you have to see.
030-2000-9000.
Wait, I don't mean the people listening to the show. I mean you.
I know.
Nadine.
But I have to say the numbers now so people can come and see your band play. Also heute Abend Deerhoof im Lido. 030-2000-9000. Wir schreiben euch gerne fürs Lido auf die Gästeliste. 030-2000. Look, the phone is ringing. It's already ringing. I can't believe someone wants to see your show. Isn't
that's
that great?
That's not very nice to
I
say.
I know, but that was just a joke and you know it. You know it, Greg. So... Vielen lieben Dank, dass du hier warst. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you for having me. It was really fun.
Enjoy Berlin.
Yeah, of course. I'll enjoy soundcheck. That's where I'm going now.
Yeah, enjoy Lido soundcheck. It's not so far away from here.
Okay, cool.
And then back to Brooklyn. Or what is
No. Then the rest of the tour. Then it's Paris and Amsterdam.
Oh, you're so international.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Genau.
Geht doch. Also, Exit Only von Deerhoof heute Abend im Lido.